The halacha is every person is mechuyev an adlokas ner Shabbos. Every person is mechuyev an adlokas ner Shabbos. Echod anoshim, echod anoshim, bochrim, psules. Be'etzem, every yid is adlokas a chiyuv derabbonon of chiyuv adlokas ner Shabbos. It's a chiyuv derabbonon of adlokas ner Shabbos. Now, before we go in to be masbir, before we masbir the halachas and the chiyuvim from adlokas neir Shabbos, I want to go duch the mekoyres and the halacha and the gemores. Why take we light neir Shabbos? And after we have the mekoyres, we'll go into all the chumres, the anoges, all the pichivkes, and the halachas of neir Shabbos. It's three gemores and Shas on Neiru Shabbos. There's one Gemara, it's in Chanukah. The Gemara says, Ner Chanukah v'Ner Shabbos. A person has money only for Ner Chanukah or for Ner Shabbos. He doesn't have money for both. The Gemara says, Ner Shabbos odif mishum shloim beis. It's better to light Ner Shabbos mishum shloim beis. So from that Gemara, a lot of people have a mistake that they think that the reason you light Neiru Shabbos is to have shloim beis. Rashi Shlom Bayis doesn't have to mean Davka Ish Ve'ishtoi. Even a person on himself, Rashi says, he bumps, he fights, he falls down, he gets angry. But it's not so posh that this is the pshat in the Gemara Bichlal, that the Gemara means Shlom Bayis. First, the Moshe, the Meiri has a different pshat. The Meiri says, Ner Chanukah v'Ner Shabbos, a person has money only for one, light Ner Shabbos. Why? Because Ner Chanukah who lights? The husband. Ner Shabbos who lights? The lady. We'll see later why. But that's the mitzvah. So he says, there's one mitzvah that could be done in the house. Either your mitzvah or her mitzvah. Let her to do her mitzvah, because if not, you will have shalom bayis. But not that there's no Shabbos in the shalom bayis. The shalom bayis is to let the lady to be the one that lighting the candles. But most Rishonim learn like Kipshuta, that the shalom bayis is because duch dem will be shalom bayis, that no one will fall in the house. So the Pashtus HaGemara in Shabbos Chof Aleph is mashma, that the reason that you light Neru Shabbos is for Shalom Bayis. As another Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chofei, the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Chofei, Ein madlikim be'itroin mipnei kvoid HaShabbos. You're not allowed to light with a kind of gas in Shabbos, mipnei kvoid HaShabbos. So the Gemara, what is the mipnei kvoid HaShabbos? Omar Rabbe, he will light Neir Shabbos and then it will smell and he will leave the room. So he will go out. The Gemara says you're not allowed to light Neir Shabbos with something that smells. Mishum kovet Shabbos. Like the Gemara, what is kovet Shabbos? I would say myself, not nice. So the Gemara, Omar Gemara, Shemo Yanichenu V'yeitze. It smells. Omar Rabbi V'yeitze. Go out. Omar Rabbi, Shani Oimer Ner Shabbos Choyvo. Zogt Rashi, Shani Oimer Ner Shabbos Choyvo. B'mokim Seudo. You have to have candles lighting in the time of the meal. And if you will leave, and you will eat in the Chotzer, you're eating without candles. So we have Machlekes Rabbe and Abaye. Rabbe holds Ner Shabbos has to be b'mokim Suda Shabbos, and Abaye holds that Ner Shabbos doesn't have to be b'mokim the Suda. Zog Teisvitz. Yesh Meforshim Mikan that is no, you don't have to make a broche when you light Ner Shabbos. Why? Rabbe says Shani Oimer Ner Shabbos Choyvo. So it reminds him the lashon mayim achroinim choiva. When the Gemara says choiva, not everyone holds like that. Shitas hold, Tesis hold. It means that it's not choiva. When the Gemara says choiva, means not choiva. It's lashon saginoy. You heard once tefillin choiva. When something is not really choiva, the Gemara says choiva. when you have to do it. The Gemara said just to do it. If someone says Shani Omer Neshabes Chayva, means it's very important. It's not the real mitzvah. Really, you don't make a bracha. Zog Rabbi Lutam Chas V'Sholem. Hadlokas Neshabes is a mitzvah. Zog Teisen Havaraya, it's not a mitzvah. If a person lit in it before Shabbos, in the morning, he doesn't have to shut it and light it L'Kovet Shabbos. Zog Rabbi Lutam, nay, you have to light it L'Kovet Shabbos. Zog the Besalevi Pshat. It's very important to know this Besalevi. Well, Abaya doesn't hold that as a mitzvah to light near a Shabbos. Well, what's Geitzach though? Zog the Besalevi, more cautious, I want to go to the Yesod. Zog the Besalevi is two alochas and near Shabbos. Kovet Shabbos ve'oinek Shabbos. In the Yerushalmi state, Asher kitshonu b'mitzvoisu v'tzivonu le'adlik ner le'kovet Shabbos. And Avada, you have to bench. Tesis was clearing not mitzad Kovet Shabbos, mitzad Oinek Shabbos. So it's two alochas and Neru Shabbos. Kovet Shabbos and Oinek Shabbos. Zog de Besalevi, Abaye never had a tzad that a person cannot light Neru Shabbos. Avada, he has to light. But Abaye holds, it's mitzad Kovet Shabbos. You light candles, you don't have to eat there. It's Kovet Shabbos, the candles are lighting. Rabbi was mechadesh, the Neru Shabbos for Oinek Shabbos. That during the meal you will have a light. We pass in la'alocha that is also din kovet and also din. The Briskerovin stands like alateire. He says that it's a stira in Rambam and he says it's all by Yesoid. In Perek Hei Milchi Shabbos the Rambam says, Echod ha'anoshim ve'echod ha'anoshim tzorich shiyolohem ner doilek bebeisom shu bichlal Oinek Shabbos. Ner doilek shu bichlal Oinek Shabbos. In Perek Lamed, ומכובד השבס שיינר דוילק בערב שבס. זאת מזכרוב. The כובד השבס is fakir. Before Shabbos, the preparation is, the house is clean, and the candles are lighting לכובד שבס. הדלקתי נרויסי, לכובד השבס. מצד שני, is it in Shabbos, אוינג שבס. So קומטויס, that is a din אוינג and a din כובד. Zog de Biskerov. Kovet is a light, is enough to light in one place in the front room, you light Kovet Shabbos. Oinek Shabbos, in every room in Shabbos you need to have candles. In every room, we'll see about, this is the halachas. Again, halacha lemaisa, we see explain why I saw some people don't light in every room. But we'll explain later why some people don't light in every room. What is the heter of these people? About first, the halacha, Kovet is in one candle, and oinek in every room, oinek Shabbos. Yeah, so the mice is a modern zach. I mean, the world says, you light near a Shabbos, shalom beise. Nishkin shalom beise, nishkin garnish. Kovet ve'oinek. Das is the aloche. Kovet ve'oinek. No, it's also in here for shalom beise. Now, I want to explain. Before we start, we'll go mesudah on the aloche, but before we start, Lemoshal, a person has a fluorescent lighting. So Oinek Shabbos he has. Kovet Shabbos is not Yoitze. I'll explain later Lalochi, but I want to explain a Nekuda. The Kovet Shabbos is the candles. Shlomo Zalman explained that even today, if you go to fancy, today Lemaisa, you could see, you know, the Gomo Dornisha already, you could see it Mamish. But even in between, before we had the Gomo Dornisha, everyone has in the top table two candles lighting. Why? Why have two candles? You didn't see candles on top tables? Today I saw already to put on every table, you know, the Madonna's like red candles lighting. But it's light anyway, what is that? It's COVID. It's high class chasne, you know, there's candles lighting. The COVID state. So the COVID Shabbos, for sure you need to light candles the COVID Shabbos. We'll see later, what if maybe they have today fluorescents that have fire inside. But the chefs of Takonas Chazal is Kovet Shabbos. It's another din oinek. And be'etzem, the oinek could be niskayim with fluorescents also. Fakel, sometimes much nicer. A good light, oinek Shabbos. Now, for sure, I want to explain this again. Akdom, before we start the halachas, that a person has to light two candles to cover Shabbos, and this fluorescent doesn't help. Fluorescent could help for Oinek Shabbos. A person that doesn't light no candles, only fluorescents, not only that he's not Yoytze Kovet Shabbos, he's not Yoytze Oynik Shabbos also. Because Chazal said how to do it. You can't skip the takon of the Chazal. So what I'm saying, Be'etzem, I'm saying like this. Kovet Shabbos, every prisoner has to light candles. Oynik Shabbos, Be'etzem, you could be Yoytze with a fluorescent. Just, if a person would light a fluorescent, he's not Yoytze nothing, because Chazal said to light candles. So where is the Nafkamile? Lo Yotzir, he lights candles in the front room, Lekayim, Kovet Shabbos, and Oynik Shabbos. And he's Mekayim the Takone. In the bedrooms, he could leave fluorescents up in every room. But we'll see. Why, I hear some people don't leave the fluorescents in every room. So we'll see. Because the light from the hall goes under the door and comes in. But we'll come to the Chedek Aloch Lemaise. But again, the Takonas Chazal is to light candles. You can't skip it. Just the Kovet and Oynik and Mekayim the Takone. After you Mekayim the Takone in one place, on the Gabi, the other rooms, if it's light from the street, from different places that it's not pitch dark, then you could be Yoytze the Oynig with the other kind of light. But we'll be masmo, we'll come again to Alochas Lemaise. I want to start, Be'etzem, I know most people here are Bochrim, we have to start with Alochas of Bochrim, but I think that we'll be Mesado the Alochas, but it's going to get to Gans Klal Yisrael first, and then we'll go down to Bochrim, the kids, we'll go to Keseda. You have to know the Gemara says, "Hazoyir bener havele bonim talmidei chachomim." You see people, they look for zgulas, they go to the chmeis nekoiso, they say different zachen, all different zgulas, 40 days here, 5 days there, 6 days there, all different. But the Gemara has a etzah, "Hazoyir bener havele bonim talmidei chachomim." And that means zuchen zgulas. The person takes on himself. This is what we're saying today, and all of the halachas, and by him he keeps neir Shabbos mit the ganze zach. That's the best the school of outs. I know a person was going 40 days to the Kaisel, because of that they couldn't light Ner Shabbos. I asked him for what they're going, for they want Bonim Tamid HaChomim. So they're going 40 days Erev Shabbos, and every time it's coolest, they couldn't manage to light the candles because they want the kids to be Tamid HaChomim. It's a school, but I'm saying. Now, Lemaise, everyone, this is Mamish Bobe Basel, the Gabisu. Bobe Basel's man. Everyone, Lemaise, has to light Nero Shabbos. But Lemaise, Mifirzach, and the married families, that the lady lights the Nero Shabbos. Why the lady? Why? Why the mother lights the candles? So one reason they say, because she's in the house, she's Metakin Tzorcha Abay, so they were matter it on her. And the Yalkut in Bereshi says, "He chibsa oiroi shaloylom," because she gave Adam a rishon. So what's lashon the Gemara Basra? Who chib oiroi shaloylom? He elch viyasek oiroi shaloylom. V'mele, he chibsa oiroi shaloylom. So we gave her the mitzvah to misasek in the oir of the bais. And pikaboles Shabbos Amalko, the isha is the malko of the bais. She's mekabel that nimalko. The neshama is a malka, but that's the shein hecher einyonim al pisay. Now, why we light two candles? So the minig is echot keneged zohar ve echot keneged shomer. Another reason, echot keneged ish ve echot keneged isha. The nefkemine is an abocho. Then you could light one. The ma'aseh, the minig is to light two. But you have to know, the emotional divorce ladies, a lot of times, they light one. I'm not going into Pratim now, in what cases, but if you see different Rabbanim, different times, Achgenishnayin Isra to the Pratim, but you have to know that Be'etzem is a chiv to light one candle, not two candles. And the two candles, other Zohar v'Shomer, other... Now, it's a minik choshev and klal Yisrael, you don't have to. That for every kid that you have, you add a candle. The Piskei Ma'arich brings down this minik. He says, "Sashen Epshat." From where this minik came, he says, "Hazoyir bener havele bonim talmidei chachomim vebnoisei talmidei chachomim." So for every kid that you have, you light one more ner. Mivul v'zayin talmid chochem. You have a daughter. Mivul v'zayin achosin talmid chochem. So this is the mokor. It's kedayis. People know it, and you add when you have a kid. It's a good andre neshame to the ganze zach. Now, the minig is that if a isha forgets to light one Shabbos. From then on, every Shabbos she has to add one more candle. Not every Shabbos, one more. Nahainu, if she normally lights two and she forgets, she lights three. If normally she lights three and she forgets, she lights four. This is the meaning. It's a knas. If she was a oynes, so then she doesn't have to add. If she forgot in Yom Kippur, a lot of ladies forget, so Shalom Mitzuyah and forget Yom Kippur, they forget to light. So then the Yomekel, the Aloha is a bocher that forgot to light Shabbos candles. So the Olam HaMekel, that he doesn't have to. Not some bocher will have to light, who knows how much candles. The meaning is, if a bocher forgot, he doesn't have to. Also, Ish, I forgot bocher, Ish. The Maisa, the meaning is that the Isha does it, like we said. Aber steht, that is the Indian, that the Ish will also have a chelik in the Neiru Shabbos. So the meaning is that he prepares it, or he burns it before. It's more from Stam that the husband has to have a chelik in Shabbos, as a bazundere Indian, that he will have a chelik in the candles. Aval it's a shtikel astira to them. If you know no kiddushin, the first page, it's a shtikel astira to them. When the place can bring down, there's an Indian that the husband will have a shaykhis to the candles. He prepares the candles, he burns them, because it's an Indian. So the Veld asks, the Gemara brings a raya mitzvah by Yisro b'shluche. The one of them will prepare the candles. What is the raya? If it's the Indian to prepare the candles, what is the raya? The mitzvah by Yisro b'shluche. It's a shtikel kash of them. What? Chalnish. Maisa is the adloke, is a chelik from the Maisa adloke. Who made the Vesaneiris is a chelik from the adloke. Now, here's a very choshev aloche that is negiah to a lot of bochrim that do a lot of bochel levatole sometimes. Today a bocher asked me and I told him, but let me get this one punk, the mikre, yes. The aloche is, the Neiris Shabbos have to be niker that the adloke is lekovit Shabbos. Of them zog the Gemara ubilvad shelo yakdim velo yaacher. I want to be masbir. For sure, yaacher is poshut. You can't light after the time. A person cannot light. Lama zog an hour before adlokas neiris. You're not allowed to light candles. An hour before adlokas neiris. If you light, it's a chshash broche levatole, and you're not yoytze neiris Shabbos. I want to explain. You will ask me what happened to all of the early Shabboses. The early Shabbos, you're lighting exactly when you mekabel Shabbos. Shabbos comes closer. I'm talking in a bocher that is here in the Dire. He lights 3 o'clock. He's a fafrum the bocher. He lights candles. Then he's also fafrum that he doesn't want to take a taxi in the last minute. So 3 o'clock already he leaves his Dire to come to Arnav. And he puts his long candles that will light till he comes back to be nether from the candle. This bocher poshta is like a shein bocher levatole. Because he lights an hour before that locus neiris. He lied the hour before. He's not mekabel Shabbos. Chas v'sholem. Tonight, not mekabel Shabbos. He's going in a taxi. He's not mekabel Shabbos. The Neir Shabbos doesn't look. I'm not sure if he ever has to do tshuva. He has to have malis mechan what he did. He doesn't have to feel bad if he's sitting here. But I'm saying legabel also the person. This is a loch that people don't know. The Neir Shabbos needs to be somuch. It's a loshon haGemore ubilvad shelo yakdim velo yaacher. Because again, we said the chevtzev kovet Shabbos is to show that it's Kovet Shabbos. Before Plaga Mincha, it doesn't help Bichlal. Then 3 o'clock, 5, 2 o'clock, it's a garnished. If a person lights 2 o'clock, it's a garnished with Nisht. I saw the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down a minute to give Tzedakah before Adlokas Neiris. He brings down 3 Prutas, I saw today they have Sashenib Pushkas they put there already. Said Achshadora, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Ma'aser and the Mokir is Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Now, isn't the Mokir Kavanah Raza? The Mokir is a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That is the Indian to give tzedakah before Adlokas Neiris. So, it's a Ma'aser and a Bocher to take on himself. Chosh when he gets married, Hazoyer Baner, a ganze Ma'aser. Now, listen, Baal Pesi is much more chumras than Hazoyer Baner. Now, the minig is by the Isho, Azay the Kipaskin, that when she lights candles, it's considered that she was mekabel Shabbos, and she's not allowed to do meloche, and she's not allowed to daven minche. We'll see in a second. This meloche is not by men, only by ladies. When they light candles, it's considered Kabbalah Shabbos. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, because of that, a chumra that not all the ladies keep, but it's kedai to keep it. Yesh lehoker, but I want to explain. They light the candles with a match. One, two, two. Two candles, one, two. She's holding the match. Zog the Mishneh Berurah not to blow. So nochamo, maybe our mazel slower. The isha is mekabel Shabbos and the adloke. This is the reason the ladies, they make the adloke and then they make the bracha. Because by the bracha, they're ready mekabel Shabbos. So they light, and then they make the bracha. Men are not mekabel Shabbos by adlokas neiras, so they make a bracha, and then they light. Kol ha-mitzvahs mevorech aleim, oiver la'asiyosom, before you do them. But by the ladies, they mekabel Shabbos, so we don't want to make the bracha that will be kabbalah Shabbos. They light, and then they mekabel Shabbos. They don't want it to be, it's an Indian to make the bracha, and then to do the mitzvah. So this is the reason the men, the bochim, when they will light, or men, if the wife is not home, they will make the bracha, and then they will light. But the ladies, because they make Kabbalah Shabbos, they light and then they make the bracha. But because they want it to be over la'asiyosom, so the minhag is the ladies put their hands on the face, and then they make the bracha, and then they open. Oh, now they see the candles, so they were not nene before the bracha keilu. So it makes us over la'asiyosom. For them, gikum in the elik minhag, you know, the mother daughters with the eyes closed. But for those in the ganze minhag, you cover the eyes. That then she opens it. Oh, and then she says good Shabbos, and she sees the light. And then come the Elik Aminik. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, because of that, when she's having the match, after she lit in the two candles, not to blow off the match. Because she's Mechaber and Shabbos. To put the match down. Some people say that Keilu, she doesn't have a das. But it doesn't help that she doesn't have a das. Because it doesn't help to make it night. It's only with the Eved to make it night. So, Kozma, she didn't finish to light the candles. Noch nicht geendig. But the minute she finished, the person says, she finished the light, and one of them blows off. Don't put it back. It's the husband. She was mekabel Shabbos. So Mishneh Berurah says, the katchila not to blow off the candle. So I'm like, no, yesh elam etzchus. Now, what would be if a lady makes, she is not ready for Shabbos? So if she didn't dive in mincha, too bad. She has the light, and she will not dive in mincha. But Lama Zogin, she didn't manage to prepare for Shabbos. The chont is not ready for Shabbos. And she has to light the candles. So b'shas hadchag, she lights the candles, and she makes a t'nai, that I'm not mekabel Shabbos. She can make a t'nai, I'm not mekabel Shabbos. That's the halacha, she can make a t'nai, I'm not mekabel Shabbos. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, she only could make the t'nai ledvar mitzvah. If it's not ledvar mitzvah, she cannot make a t'nai. Shemazamon Erbach told us, I'll give you a moshel what is not a t'nai. Some ladies like to daven by the kaisel. Das hastishken dvar mitzvah. You're not allowed to make a t'nai and then go with a taxi with your husband to the kaisel. Das nishken dvar mitzvah. Shemazamon said, I'll give you a moshel what is not dvar mitzvah. This is what Shemazamon's moshel was. So, the haitike, okay, so some people don't know this of Shemazamon. Yeah, let's come and talk. But even the people that know of Shemazamon, they came and asked, I was by the Meiva, the Shmir Shabbos, they came to ask, but they have a kula. Shemazam said, you're not allowed to make a t'nai. Safe. She will make a t'nai, but she's not Michal Shabbos. They'll order a taxi. The husband will pay the money. The husband will open the door. She will just walk in. What is the issue? As if you're allowed to tell a yid to do a melacha for you, we paskin kodem Shabbos. So you take a taxi driver. He's a yid. The husband pays the money. The husband opens the door. She just sits inside. Shlomo Zalman said, if you don't, Azevi and Shabbos, you don't go in a car, don't neichet me get nish. Sa'azilzul and Shabbos. Sa'azilzul and Shabbos. Azevi, the poskim said, Amol, could be to go on a train in England in Shabbos, the high trains, it's not a problem. The guy is doing it for himself. There's no meloche. En tchum lemalo me'asora. But a man just getting a train is a shekels. He said, in Shabbos, you don't go in a car. I'm asking, Amol, someone calls and you know and Shlem Beisid or Mechveisnish, you know, and you know his wife's Rabbonim are from a different side, yeah, and they don't understand Bichlal that why they go to the Kaisel, they think it's more from Gimel Averes, yeah. So Mus going to the Kaisel, a mitzvah, they're here for one Shabbos, you know, so Mus going to the Kaisel, and it's a ganze milchome in the Shtub. So then sometimes, as Echasol Rechmolos Dike mentioned, I make her that the order, that she will make it tonight, but she will not do Meloche, she will make it tonight. That on the tzad that it's epis ha-melocha, you ought to go with the car, but the evidence is chal, and the husband will order the taxi, and the husband will pay, And then kulei ve'ai v'urach mechaper over. I'm saying, if I'm only here, someone told you that Gipaskin, you know, Rachman is on him, not on the Pshat, the Psak change. What? The mitzvahs that the wife lights. The mitzvah, I mean, we'll get it. Now, lemaisa, by the man, the halachas is not mekabel at night. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a chumre, not to light, when you light the candles, negat to bochim also. It's a chumre for the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that it's an isur, he says lekatchila to do it. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, if a person, the marshal, is lighting candles, he has a match, or a candle, the light go, the he light, let me say, he has a candle, and he has five candles to light. One, two, and the match, or the candle that is lighting went off. So he wants to take the candle, to put it again into the fire, and to light the rest. Mishnah Berurah says it's a zilzul in the mitzvah. So Mishnah Berurah like this. It's not also, but it's a zilzul. If you pick up the other candle and you want to light it from that candle, you're allowed to. But if you want to have a middle candle and to light, this you're not allowed to. Again, it's not also. Now, lam again, this is the leichte halachas. Lam again, it's not to the shvera halachas. I found this good. Where is the makom to light the candles? Where is the makom to light the candles? The halacha is you have to light the candles be makom seuda, in the place that you eat. For two reasons I want to explain. First, because there is the ikar oynek Shabbos, like we saw in the Gemara, Omar Rabbe Shani Oymer Mner Shabbos Choyvo, we don't want Yanichanu v'yaitze. And also that this is the covet. The Metzius says that this is the most mechubadika place. Like in the chasana, on the top table, you put the two candles. This is the covered Shabbos. In the other rooms, we said, if it's a room that will be a pitch dark in Shabbos, you have to light a candle. If light will come from the sides, or from electricity, we make a leaven. If light comes in, it's mutter. We said, and the Iker Ner Shabbos, we not Tzoymech on the light. Even on real light, Mi Iker Adin, we not Tzoymech. Even Rabbi Shlomo Zalman had said that it's called like fire. But Gabi the other Zachen, we Tzoymech. What's about different kulas? I want to say one Chumre, I couldn't find it now, but as I think when I was Bochen, I learned in Bnei Brak from Sartai Reiden. The question is like this. Stopping in the middle of the halacha, it's a dover she'einu bohu. How long Shabbos candles have to light? So Mishnah Berurah stayed the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch stayed lekatchila till the end of the meal. To get candles to light till the end of the meal. Seder, I understand. I don't understand. The Ner Shabbos is that people will not fall in the house. No, so you put candles for 3 hours. After three hours, boom, boom, everyone is banging each other. What is the ganze revach? 3 hours, 4 hours, and then what? And then what? So pshat is, in the old days, everyone slept already. As I is given. People went, b'shashem li'odam ha'lechim lishay. That's it, that's. 10 o'clock, it's closed, finished. If a person had a candle to learn, he stayed up. So it's a candle. And was no light in the world. No one stayed awake. Memele, Chazal said, you put up candles, and you finish, you go to sleep. Height is an ayadol. No, the Teretz is not a problem because we have the Enechanami. As the Oynik Shabbos, we have the Takone, we make with the candles, and the rest we have the fluorescent. It's not so bad. These people tell me that, you know, some people they save in Shabbos, maybe a Betzedek, and they have like a Shabbos clock that goes off when everyone goes to sleep. Chaval on the electricity. Could be Betzedek. Then if you wake up in that house in the middle of the night. This is mamish, you think, makas choyshech. You mamish, kemen shashish ba'afelo. So these people were makpid, have little lights in the house. You go to the bathroom that you could see. That you can't get lost. And it's not, when I came first to these places, I was sure, stop, very practical people. Chosh, you get in the middle of the night, you don't bump the wall. And then the mistake, you light the candle, and the light misofek, yeah? No. Then I heard, no. It's a chiyuv no Shabbos. What would be? People will get up. So the pshat, Amol maybe it was no Eitzah, a person with light. But if it's an Eitzah, they have a little light in the bathroom the whole night. Eifon ne'el ha-moynik Shabbos. Chazal, let me zog it. Ich kenny zog in se'a chiyuv. But ruach de chazal, meredo av de oilom azvil fun der vokh zayin azoyir bener. I'm saying again, I'm not saying Chazal Shalom Morgan from a commentary to me, I pass and you have to have candles the whole night. But I'm saying the Ruach HaDvorim is Shiyo Inik Shabbos. So again, if light comes from the sides, it's Beseder. But especially, you know, the Miradiris, all Zachin, that you know, you go into these bunkers, yeah? There's no lights from nowhere. And it's mamish dark in the middle of the night. I think the richtige Ruach von Chazal, ich sag noch einmal, Einig Shabbos is mechayev, as when you say in a matzev, that little Shabbos you stuck without it. Now, the Katchila state to weird big the Shabbos when you light near Shabbos. Now, it's a big chumre, that you know, I saw recently people on Machmir, you know, my shver, but when Gubitz I saw the last years he took on himself, this Hanoge. We said that the electricity is very good. Kumuna mentioned, and Tainan Obarazei, is a big problem. You light Ner Shabbos, is anyway electricity in the room. You're not Moisif Gornish LeKovet Shabbos. So Kovet Shabbos maybe yes. But Einig Shabbos, we'll see later, Balt, Shitas, for the Sfardim, is a problem. The Moshe, if someone lights ready Ner Shabbos, and a second couple comes, so what we do, you know, we have a tray, everyone gets 5 centimeters, 5 inches in the tray. By the Sfardim, if the first person light, Shekhano holds, the second one can't make a bracha. Because we have light already, we have candles. Ashkenazim al nishtaz. We'll get to that aloha later in the Hemshech. But the tain is light already. And not only that, this light is not lit in Lekovet Shabbos. So the Frum people, there's two madregas in Frum. One madrega in Frum, I'm going to try to do it, I forget, maybe again later in the Mischazik Zayin, to go around before Shabbos to shut all the lights and to put them back again Lekovet Shabbos. This is Frum Aleph. I'm saying the real Frum, what they do is, I say Mashmer does now, he shuts all the lights in the house, the wife makes the brocha and lights, and then he lights all the lights back. And he's mechaven, that she's mechaven in this brocha, she has a das on all the lights that he will light in the house. So they shut all the lights, she makes the brocha, she lights. The problem if the husband's ready and shul, it's a problem. If he's Mekabel Shabbos earlier, so it starts on the Maisadi. The Maisadi B'Shul Mezamon Oyerbach already gave this Eitzah, I heard from the Shmir Shabbos Gil Choso, that he said that this is the best Eitzah. It's a Chumre. But you know, if a person does that, so the ganze light of Shabbos is Azoyer Bener. It's a Niflo de Kazach. The whole house is lighting as Zohar Bener. Love again, it's the halachas of Bocher. Yeah. So this is the halachas to everyone. Not Be'etzem, a Bocher doesn't have no tool, shteknish in Shechanoch, and no place that if you're not married, the Ner and Shabbos have a different halacha. Shteknish. So I know that there's a lot of shittas in that. I will try to say, כמו שקיבלתי מרבוי סער, בשלום זמן אורבך, עוד אנדרה, עבד הידע הידע פרגן זיינה, but I'm saying what I was מקבל from מרבוי. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, not, that you have to be משתתף בפרוטה. From that comes out, that a lot of people, you see, they come for Shabbos, we can משתתף, they give you a shekel. They give you a shekel. Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach holds you don't have to do that. Why? I, the Chofetz Chaim, the Elike Chofetz Chaim said that you have to do it. Rabbeinu Chofetz Chaim passed in Mishnah Berurah that you have to do it. So Shlomo Zalman, the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah is that you came to a house and you bought your own food. This was the case there. The people were staying in inns. They had their own food. And they ate by him. So then, they have to mishtatet b'prut. And in Chanukah we have achsanoi, because ner ish bebeisoi. And Ner Shabbos, if you're eating the meal by someone and he's lighting candles, you may Iker Adin, your Yoytze and his candles. This is the reason, Be'etzem, when you eat out for Shabbos, your Yoytze. Here's Machmirim that didn't accept it. And if someone comes to me and gives me a shekel, I take it. But you know, I don't argue with them. No, I'm sorry. But Lemaisa, you have to know that, I know I had like 5 guests once. 2 gave me shekels. The other ones told me, why you didn't tell us to give also? Said, you don't have to. But to say that it's mekachto, that it's gezel, I'm taking from this, that's Pesach Nish. Now. So, legabi, so it's 2 zachens. But the bocher has to light where he eats his yoitze, or if he eats at the dining room of yeshiva and they light in yeshiva his yoitze, or his yoitze by the people that he eats. Now the shaila is, Abba Lemaise, he's coming back to his dir. So Shum Zaman says like this. If he comes back to his dir and his light in his dir, you're not mechuyev to light. But Shum Zaman said, I will say the pirte aloch is how he said. If a bocher is eating a moshel and the dir, I heard to the bochim, you know, sometimes they don't feel good. It's hard for them, they make a meal themselves. But I heard some bochim in yeshiva do it. That bochim and that Shabbos, I'm mechuyev to light candles with a bracha in the dira. I know that some of them don't know it. The yoidim ko amin. The kashas of the sabazundo shayla. You have to light with a bracha because you eat it. If you eat by a person that is lighting a candle, you could be yoitze mi'ikar adim da'ad lokas ner Shabbos by that person, but he's lighting. But, he says like this, if you come back to your room and it's pitch dark when you come back to your dira, you live in one of these bunkers here, you mechuyev to light with a bracha. You mechuyev to light in a bracha. If, when you come back, it's dark, but not pitch dark, is the Inyan to light. If his light comes in, Shlomo Zalman says, you know chiyuv to light. Avada, a bocher that wants to light, could light. I'm not showing now security. I speak on a dira. And in a dorm, it's a bigger cooler. But not in a dorm, in a dira, then you could light Be'etzim. If you want, you could light. But again, you have to be makpid to light it in the right time and to bid it to be nana from the nail. I'm saying, you have to know good halachas, but there's no chiyuv, Rav Shlomo Zalman said. So I myself never made a bracha. Bracha, chweis nish. You have to be sure that it's taka, that you're in the right place, and you're mishtamish there, and it's your room, and it's your area. But I say, if it's very dark, then yes, to mishtal up to light with a bracha. But if it's not very dark, the Maise, Rav Shlomo Zalman gave a different etzah to some bachrim that want to be zoyer b'ner, is in the dira, if you have a light, not a fluorescent, you take a bulb that has like a little string, gets yellow, right? You could see through. Rav Shlomo Zalman, the whole be'etzah, he had a tzad that it's mamish fire, he had a tzad in the sefer Meir HaEsh, that Motzei Shabbos you can make in the Meir HaEsh. Then he said it's not a avuka. Well, yeah, today the ones that are jumping, I don't know exactly what is the aloha. I don't know how it works exactly. But I also don't think it's called a avuka. Abba Shlomo Zalman said, b'meile, he said that if a bocher is misupik l'moshel, if it's very pitch dark, I'm not saying. But anyway, if you're lighting a light, it will not be pitch dark. Light that light l'kovet ner Shabbos. Again, if you leave it on, you're not yoytze kovet Shabbos, because you have to light it l'kovet Shabbos. Zogim Shlomo Zalman, you light it. You can light it in the bathroom. You can light it in the hall. That's why the plate of guests are everywhere. Mainly yoytze. But to light it, to remember to light it, you light it to make a gabi in the dira, to light it l'kovet Shabbos. Again, you have to, alamol, be careful from fire. I'm all, you know, mitzvah baba aveira. I remember I was a bocher in Ponovich, a maise, a bocher light, in one of the rooms in Ponovich, some bocher light. the kids are, you know, and I think all of them were machmir to light. The kids are, you know, and 11 o'clock by night, you know, the candles finished, and then they started with the table. The kids in the room went on fire. And that minute, Rav David Povarsky was on the way to yeshiva. The way it was like this passage here in the room. So, on my right, your left, was like the yeshiva Sponovich. And here was the passage. Rav David is coming from his house. And Rav Bochin ran over to him to ask him if you're allowed to call the fire engine to take out the fire. Oh, the room is burning here. David thought, yeah, you're allowed to. He didn't pick up his head to look at the fire. He was talking to someone and learning. He said, yes. Tell him the yeshiva is burning. You're allowed to go out the fire engine? Yes. And he carried on. Why to turn his head to look at the fire? But what's the nigga? It's time to turn his head. I remember Rav David Povarsky would wash his hands. He would walk straight to wipe them. He would not tear them down. It's time to take them down and put them up again. Hide is a door, you know. Person walks in the street, you know, you think he's the security guard, yeah? And cook that say. So it's a shagla chazach. Ain't of mishayt it is makol, and I am shot. Reb David Povarsky didn't turn his head to the side. Didn't turn his head. His yeshiva is burning in fire. I get vital. Now, if a person is married, Lama Zogim, and he's not home, so it's a shaila, lemoshel. It's taken and told. Me'ikar adin lemoshel, if a wife is in a hospital, so me'ikar adin, if the husband lights when he's in the house, he patters his wife. Again, only if it's not pitch dark. If it's very dark, then she has to light. Now, if you go away for Shabbos, this is when the gap, Bezos Hashem, to everyone, you're married and you go away for Shabbos, or the most of the time you eat by someone else. Me'ikar adin, you could light by them and then go back home. And for sure, the house has to be that, it's not pitch dark. The best thing if you could is to light where you're sleeping, to make a bracha, to be nana dear, before or after, and then to go to eat by the other place. I want to explain, to make it clear. Lama Zogin, you're eating in a hall. You have a brachas. So, for sure, one person needs the light in the hall, because this is the Mokim Ha'achila, and we know the candles have to be there. So at least one couple will light there. The rest could light where they're sleeping, but they have to be nana from it also. And what is the maile of that? The maile of that is that because the mechaber holds, like we said, that if two ladies are lighting in the same place, only one makes a bracha. The Ramah paskin nishtazik, if a chayim shall make it also. The maile, it's much better that everyone will light in his own house. I heard a kula from the Shmira Shabbos. He told me that he has a kula. The Lama Zogin, a person lives in Mala Dafna. He's going to eat Lel Shabbos with his wife in Al-Nof, and then he's walking back. So he told me that they could light in Mala Dafna. And she makes it night that she's not Mekabel Shabbos yet. She goes to Al-Nof, she lights in Al-Nof, because it's the middle of lighting. She makes a broch in Al-Nof, and she partners there also. And then it's Chal on both. Chaygavna, she didn't finish the light, then the tnai helps. Stop.